Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
It's right, Kelly Morning After. We're on 590 The Fan KFNS. Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Doug Vaughn with you. Joe Buck with us in the 7 o'clock hour. Kelly Chase with us in the 8 o'clock hour. And Lana Rhodes will be with us tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour. And then, who is it? Phil Kessel's going to be with us?
Kessler, I think.
Peter Kessler. And was there any hidden meaning in that, Plazzi, that you picked the song Sweet Little Lies?
Don't break up the producers' union.
I thought it was a good combo because I think most people in the text inbox are a little curious if this story was true. So I thought a Fleetwood Mac Little Lies fit perfectly with the start of the segment.
As long as you didn't think that.
And the story that Iggy has of the time he went to Wendy's with Sheena Easton and they shared a Frosty.
Sheena Easton.
Her baby takes the morning train.
Oh, yeah, she does.
You ever meet her, Iggy?
No, I've never met Sheena Easton.
I found her to be really attractive.
I did, too. I love the Australian accent, too.
She Australian, was she?
I believe so.
Doug, was she Australian?
I think so. Yeah.
Get to Wikipedia right after it says Iggy had a tort affair with Sheena Easton.
Yeah, Justin and Columbia will take care of that. But Prince and Sheena Easton, did they?
I think that was Sheila E., wasn't it?
No, I think he did something. You got the look with Sheena Easton.
Really?
In Glamorous
You would know. I'm never
going to
go against you.
Yeah, it's a smart strategy. Sheila E., Doug?
Yeah.
And then she was in Arsenio Hall's band when he did the comeback show, and I always found her to be very attractive as well. I think her last name may have been Estevez.
Okay.
That's the name. But Sheena Easton, you got that look, and then she did a song called Sugar Walls, and I felt like it was about the sex.
I think so, too. Is she from Australia? Am I right on that?
Nancy? Tracy? Lane?
Plazzi's on it.
Somewhere around Oceania, I think.
Oh, seriously? Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies.
Well, believe what you want.
Tell me lies. Guys, more believable, Tucker's fitness model story or Iggy's Stevie Nicks story? There is currently a poll going now on the fan page.
I'm done with stories.
Oh, come on, Iggy. I believe you. It's just that's what we do on the show.
I don't care if it believes me or not.
Now, I believe you.
Now, Ty Babylonia's. They have changed her name to Ty Hammerhead Babylonia on her Wikipedia page.
Come on.
And just go bang city on.
Okay.
And they're also asking for the third time this week, which restaurant in St. Louis has the best pizza?
I think it's like National Pizza Day or something.
Doug, currently, Peroni's Pizza is winning. Blackthorn is second. Emo's is third. Farachi's is fourth. JJ Twigs, fifth. BJ's is sixth, Antonio's is seventh, Angelo's is eighth, La Pizza is ninth, Papa John's is 10th, Stefania's is 11th,
okay.
Felix is 12th.
Wouldn't you have to go to all of them before you really know which is the best? I'm not sure I've had
Demons. You heard of Demons Pizza?
I think some of those are made up.
Billy G's has fantastic.
Because there's no Ferrato on there. No Ferrato's on there.
There is one Ferrato's vote.
Is there? Okay.
Yep. Comes from Andy Hayes.
Oh, Hazy. Yeah. He's liked Ferrato's for years. He lives in that area.
I do like that Ferrato's. Jeff Parrott, St. Gabriel's class of 90. They got a good dish.
His name on a banner up there somewhere? I'm sure it is.
He was busy actually building a business as opposed to playing grade school basketball. Oh, God bless him. The Parrott family, great people. You can get involved in the program by emailing, and I feel like Iggy's Lindsey Buckingham Stevie Nicks story will be the focus of a lot of emails today, as it should be. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. The morning after at InsideSTL.com. It is a free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots, the prize for our email of the day. The Hot Shots email of the day. We're broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC studios. Gateway Buick GMC is at I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. It's online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. And all we ask for doing this for you is that you do something for us, and that's support the sponsors. Gateway Buick GMC has tons of different vehicles in their pre-owned selection right now that are under $10,000. That's right. Visit Gateway Buick GMC in Hazelwood and you can find tons of different makes and models for under $10,000. Visit them in person in Hazelwood or call 888-865-9419. 888-865-9419. It's Gateway Buick GMC. Online at stlouisbuickgmc.com. Gateway, the right way, at I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. Hello again, everybody.
Hi. Timmy. Yeah. Great show today, Timmy. Doug, you were great. Iggy, thanks. Blousy, number one.
Got a little dish here outside of the Lindsey Buckingham, Stevie Nicks thing. Selena Gomez and The Weeknd were on a date at the Starry Sunset Tower Hotel's Tower Bar on Monday. Quote, they were holding hands and very affectionate, a spy said. They left together, and she was hugging him from behind. The pair began dating last month, just after he split with her pal, Bella Hadid. Also at Tower Bar, La La Land star Emma Stone was, quote, with five friends, end quote, our spy said. And Nicole Richie and Eva Longoria sipped Ruffino wines at the hotel while viewing...
Okay, that's enough! Why do we care about that?
It's dish.
Everybody has to be somewhere. That's where they were.
So is the new move to like slip in sponsorships in these fake stories? So like Ruffino Wines goes, hey, we'd like to make an ad buy. Can you fit us in on one of your stories about somebody being at a bar? So Eva Longoria sipping Ruffino Wines and then Rachel Zoe's collection. So then you mentioned that. That might be the move.
I disagree. I think those are just pertinent deets to the story. You know?
Doug Vaughn was at Bar Napoli where he was refinancing with Ryan Kelly.
About 300 fans showed up here at the Spreckles Theater tonight. They had plenty to say. Now, the Spreckles, you may know, is named after a sugar magnate. But there was nothing sweet about how this forum started.
How would you know what wine someone's drinking, unless they're drinking it right out of the bottle?
That's a good point, sir. Doug, tell the story about when you took Betty White and Jack Lemmon for an afternoon of secret MMF in the architectural section of City Museum. That's from Doug Vaughn's illicit East Side lover.
Come on, East Side. No, I never met either one of those two.
That Jack Lemmon seemed like a delight, though, didn't
he
it?
Did.
He
yeah,
just seemed like a great guy.
Yeah, kind of got easy.
If those grumpy old men movies are on, I watch them.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And Margaret seemed like a dish.
Glenn Ross, he was in that, right?
Yeah, what about Anne Margaret? Aren't you supposed to say
Vavavavavoom?
Sophia Loren was in the second one.
So a lot of people said, as beautiful as she was, she looked like a hammerhead. Some people said that.
Sophia Loren? Yeah.
I heard that. Is that true?
It's on her Wikipedia page.
She was always considered the most beautiful woman in the world. I didn't really see it. I know that she's beautiful, but the most beautiful or right at the top, I never saw
that. All right, let's cut to the chase. Sophia Loren, Anne Margaret, or Raquel Welch?
Oh, Raquel Welch is number one all time. Okay. All time. Yeah.
All right. Iggy?
Most beautiful woman ever?
Of those three.
Oh, of those three, I always thought Sophia Loren was just drop-dead gorgeous.
More than Raquel Welch.
I said Sophia Loren, so yes, more than Raquel Welch.
Honest to God, before she got a little involved with the narcotics, I think Chase Elaine was the best. I'm being serious.
Yeah, but she wasn't of the three. It was kind of old geezer talk over here. Yeah.
Well, she's part of the...
The Muppets in the balcony. That's what we are.
Sea Monster was showing me yesterday the trailer for part two of... something about porn stars where they are now.
Sea Monster, Sticky Vibe.
And Chase Elaine is on there.
Is the documentary.
Yeah, and Chase Elaine is part of the trailer they showed.
Yeah, I saw the trailer and I noticed they didn't really spend much time on her.
Yeah.
Are they living in trailers or they're just calling it a trailer? Some of them land on hard times, don't they?
Yeah, I talked to Kay Park yesterday. She has a... go on her Wikipedia page and say I had an affair with her, too.
Did you?
I talked with Kay Parker yesterday.
Well, she's going to be in California February 19th. They're doing this whole, I think there might be a book out about the golden age of porn, and there's 12 of them that are going to be at this thing in three different weekends.
Doug, what do you consider to be the golden age?
I don't know.
Well, Kay Parker, Christy Cannon, Amber Lynn, Nina Hartley, they're all going to be there. I just want to see if she could get a poster signed by all 12 that I could use for an auction. So,
what kind of creep would buy that?
Well, trust me. A lot of creeps would buy that.
Mm.
You don't have to be creepy to collect autographs of old-time porn stars.
I think you do.
I don't think you do. It's just memorabilia, buddy. And they'll sign. So that's why I talked to Kay Parker.
Guys, Sophia Loren was beautiful, but she obviously had a smell. That comes from Doug dressed in bitch face.
Well, you couldn't tell that, no.
Guys, check out Raquel Welch on Mork and Mindy. Is that what she was known for? I thought that was Pam Dauber.
Well, she guest starred on Mork and Mindy once.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Did that piss off Pam Dauber?
I don't know. I didn't
ask.
We're
going to get Pam Dauber on and see her response now after all these years if it still irks her.
Right.
She doesn't do interviews. I tried to do it one time.
Pam Dauber?
I said Pam
She's out of
really,
the business.
Pam really doesn't like doing interviews about Mork and Mindy.
She married Harmon, right?
Yeah, she did. Still married, I think.
Yeah, and just got out of the business completely. Said she's a mom now, and that was the end of that.
What does she do, broker? Sports talk radio?
She doesn't do anything. Bakersfield. She's a mother to their kids, and that's
Talks about how many followers she has on Twitter.
Guys, Iggy, will Kay Parker let you grab her breasts? Thanks. That's from Mike from the sewer plant.
Probably.
Well, you got that to look forward to.
Anyone have any run-ins with Raquel Welch? I'd like to hear that one.
No.
Yeah, how about that?
Maybe when you were in Miami, you forgot about
no,
it or something?
No, never saw her.
Elaine did on Seinfeld. And Jerry and Kramer.
They saw her?
She was a guest star on Seinfeld.
She was?
I'm not going to go into the whole episode, but...
There are pictures out there now. She's about 76, 77. Still looks unbelievable. Unbelievable for that age.
Yeah, Chase Elaine hit 27 and kind of spun.
If you're still holding it together at 76, and do you see the picture that came out the other day of Christie Brinkley in Sports Illustrated?
63 bills.
Yeah. If someone told you she was 35, you'd go, yeah.
Not to mention her hot body that looks hot in a bikini.
Well done. Yeah. I think the woman who has aged the most gracefully of all the stars is Brooke Shields. She does those Lazy Boy commercials, and she's still obviously beautiful, and she looks like she's 30-something.
Yeah, but probably mid-50s. Late 50s?
And also Bonnie Franklin.
I would put Helen Mirren.
Bonnie Franklin?
Helen Mirren in that category for her age, as good as she still looks. She's got to be mid-70s maybe, Helen Mirren, early 70s. She's still attractive.
And Lady Judi Dench.
Yeah. Dame. Lady Gaga is the one that Phil Kessel's pissed off
and
about.
And we all come back. It all comes back around.
Doug, possibly fearing that their Yum! Brands colleagues over at Taco Bell are breathing down their grease-stained necks with the Naked Chicken Chalupa, the fried chicken alchemists at KFC have pushed forward their research in the field of bread-to-chicken replacement. Following in the footsteps of the KFC Double Down, the chain has expanded the availability of the KFC Cheeza, which is a personal-sized pizza in which the crust has been replaced with a flattened piece of fried chicken. Obviously.
It looks like a cat poop.
No. I saw
that. You doing a live read, bro?
No, I saw this story a little earlier.
Doug, this has been making its way through Asian fast food markets for years now. Initially debuting in the Philippines back in 2015 before spreading to India later that year. Now it's in Singapore.
It's spreading. It's like a disease.
Doug, it starts with a pizza sauce slathered on Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh.
And there's initially not much to distinguish the chizza from a chicken parmesan, even if we're kind of amazed that the company didn't just use mashed potatoes as the sauce. I think that was an aside and a wonderful one. Things get worse once... Now, this doesn't seem like a live read. Things get worse once the chicken ham arrives, though with pineapple chunks in tow. Hawaiian seems to be the default chizza flavor, although there are images available of pepperoni versions. Finally, the whole thing is slathered in mozzarella and again, KFC cheese sauce before being melted together by surly teens. Now, hold on a second.
Surly teens.
How did that pass the editor?
That's who's working there in the back. Surly teens.
That's why you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with the Chick-fil-A and the pear. Boom, they're always smile. Boom, you have your food, right?
They are really happy at that.
They are happy, and you get them. As soon as you think of what you want, they just hand you the bag.
Yeah.
They don't even care if you pay them.
Mm-hmm. Well, make the owner surly. I think I'm going to pass on that particular chicken pizza recipe. Even though it's spreading like wildfire through Asia. Just because they make something, I don't have to eat it.
Well, Kentucky Fried is good at that. Didn't they do a bowl where they just everything that was on their menu went into a bowl? Corn, potatoes, chicken,
it was the whole thing.
Gravy,
they dumped it all in there.
Dumped it all in a bowl, and that was their...
That was done by a surly teen.
Now, it seems like Weezer just wants to fight someone, I think, since he could get no play with Timberfake.
We tried to set that up.
Yep. He just texted in and said, yesterday, he's pissed, because yesterday on the line change, TJ Moe said, Christy Brinkley was an 8, considering her age, and a 3 if you take it out of consideration. Then he said Matt Adams looks hot. That's from Weezer. Yeah. Do we have audio of this? Can we prove it? Because that's a serious accusation is what it is.
Yeah. And not a very astute observation.
Is that true? Because I will tweet that out. Because I sent out a picture yesterday of Adams, and that, you can't even recognize that,
that
it's
is
the
true.
Same guy.
I would never, you give me 10 guesses of who it was, I wouldn't guess it.
I said on the tweet, because it is true, you know, best shape of his life is a time-tested spring training cliche, but you will not recognize Matt Adams. And he's doing it all with the Pilates. But I'm curious to know if that's an actual quote. TJ Moe says he's hot.
Well, Weezer just wants to get in a squared circle with somebody. I don't know if I would recommend TJ Moe.
No, I wouldn't do that if I was Weezer. But there's got to be a Hoosier somewhere that'll fight. He wants in that squared circle. Maybe he's a standby fight in case the Ryan Kelly timber fake fracas ends quickly. You know, like
have you had a chance
TV
to watch
time?
The 24/7 yet?
Yes, I have.
Pretty good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That Nick What Up Y'all did a hell of a job.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
Brendan Marks, Hannah Ray Yates, the Inside STL News team.
Timberfake always looks a little better as a boxer than what you think he's going to look like.
I think deep down, you think he has a chance.
I think he has a chance, sure. I think Ryan Kelly will win, but I think Timberfake has a chance, sure. Puncher's
What's
chance.
The Vegas line on this? Has it been posted yet? Are they
Ryan
waiting?
Kelly minus 170 is where the line is currently at. Minus 170.
They're heavy into the training now.
But there are some people who passionately believe Timberfake is going to win this thing.
Who?
I saw some posters on the fan pin. We've had texts in here. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's the guys from Deuce. They're the ones, Doug, who are going to walk him to the ring.
He needs an entourage, does he?
That's right. Man, we're going to have cameras all over the place for this thing.
Oh, yeah.
You got Iggy and Larry Nickel on the call. Packed house. Then we head over to DB's. It's presented by Bud Select. You can park at DB's, take the shuttle over to South Broadway Athletic Club, pony up, bring the kids.
Well, you don't want to bring the kids there.
Wait.
DB's is a bar. I'm not sure the kids could get in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think they would.
Guys, I'll wrestle that cute twink Weezer. That's from Steve in Wildwood.
Weezer enjoys a topless barbecue, I'll say that.
He's TJ Moe's in his craw. I see the Seamaster is looking for the audio of TJ talking about Christy Brinkley. We'll get to the bottom of this because that's a serious accusation.
He says she's a 3? That's hard to believe.
TJ Moe and producer Joe ought to do a program together. They're really hard on the ladies.
Get him and Kessler together.
Yeah, and of course Kessler.
I just texted him to see if he'll come on tomorrow, see if he answers.
I'll tell him we have Lana Rhodes at 9 and we're pretty
Yeah,
well,
I can only do it at 8, buddy, because we got something to do at 9. More important.
Guys, Timberfake will wear out. Ryan Kelly's a lot smarter than Joe. Joe acted like he was going to kill Timberfake. It was really odd. Thanks, Steve Wildwood.
All right, Steve.
Yeah, producer Joe wanted to kill Timberfake. And I still don't really know what that was about. I just know he did. He never really wanted to get into why.
He does that a lot. He has things like that, but then doesn't want to get into it.
You're talking about you?
No, Joe.
Yeah, I know, but now he has a thing with you.
Yeah, I mean, but he'll bring things up, and this is, I'm not going to get into it. That's just the way I feel. I'm not going to get into it. No, don't worry about it. I'm not getting into it. Nothing against producer Joe. It's just that doesn't surprise me that Joe would not like Timberfake, but not tell anybody why.
There is a track record.
And you and Joe were sideways because of fantasy baseball.
Yeah, I was never sideways until I found out at Hot Shots that I'm not cool with you. That was the comment, and I go, okay. I had no problem with him. I was gonna
Some
go
people like things, and some people don't like other things.
Yep. I was going to go give him a hug, and he said, stay away from me. I'm not cool with you. We're not cool, he said, actually. So,
huh.
Yeah, whatever.
Button me.
That's a good drop there, Plowhawk.
That is an old drop.
That is a. I forgot about button me.
Button me.
That was his comment to turn the mic on. I would just snap and get yelled at.
Well, I'm sorry that you two are sideways.
Yeah. Doug Bleacher reports Jason Cole is reporting of some serious friction between Rams quarterback Jared Goff and his receiving corps last season.
Boy.
Former members of the LA Rams coaching staff said that not only was the team's lack of talent at wide receiver a problem throughout the 2016 season, but that those wide receivers had little regard for rookie quarterback Jared Goff. Cole goes on to relay a recounting, this is on turfshowtimes.com, a recounting of how Goff asked the receivers to work out on a day and off day, and then none showed up.
That would surprise you.
At first reaction, it sounds like serious dysfunction. I'd urge caution, though. There's a high chance something's being lost in translation. You've got former coaches spilling on their previous employer with a clear reason to put them under. You've got a single account of what went down on that off day. You've got an overgeneralization clumping all the Rams receivers together. What are the chances that Goff asked one receiver to go through something on the off day and something came up, or that any session that Goff and a group of wide receivers had intended to hold got pushed back for some reason? Doug, maybe there's something to this, maybe not. I'm hesitant to buy into a ton of supposed dysfunction based on a 30-second video. Here's hoping for something more concrete from the Rams media and following up. Turf Show Times.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, I'm happy that that happened so they continued to be horrendous. I don't want them to get better. Well, we've been complaining about the Rams wide receivers for a long time.
Yeah, but it was
10
our,
years.
It was our fault that we didn't do anything.
We have the TJ Moe audio, Doug, so we'll be able to analyze this.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
What are you asking me to do?
I was just asking you to give
would her, you hang out with her? Number.
I'll give her a rating. And this is for her age or
yes, we can do age.
Oh, for age in consideration.
Okay.
My God.
Well, I'm just saying if not age,
I mean,
is not in consideration,
she's not
like
Benjamin
Button. She's like a 3, but age in consideration, she's probably an 8. For that age?
That's fair.
You're saying she's a 3?
You are. For right now? Yeah. Yeah.
What? Single.
A little child. Right.
He's single.
Yeah. Even at 63, she's a lot higher than a 3. And her prime, she
she's
was a
sexy,
10.
Man.
She
I don't
was
know what the hell your problem is.
Guys, that picture's been touched up. That's what she
true.
Really looks like.
That is true.
I'm telling you what she really
that
is.
That's harsh.
Well, sounds like Weezer wants to hold him accountable for it.
I'm more interested if he said Matt Adams was hot.
Yeah, was that in there, Sea Monster?
He only picks out the things that you ask for.
Guys, sorry if this was brought up already, but producer Joe reactivated the Inside STL Fantasy Baseball League and sent out invites. Iggy, did you get yours? Thanks. Justin in Columbia.
Well, I'm banned from the league, so why would I get an invite?
You got banned because you argued about a tiebreaker scenario?
Yeah, he got upset because I went on Facebook and told the story about how I lost, and he didn't like that, so I'm banned.
So therefore, no invite, Justin.
Permanent lifetime banning.
That's right.
I'm the Deke Dotum of the Fantasy League. Then I joined the Fan Page League and won and didn't get paid, so.
Well, you didn't get paid there either.
It's been a great 3 years of fantasy baseball.
How much were you due?
There was 14, so 13. I think it was $25, and 4 people did pay me. So I think it's $175 to load to me or something like that.
You got
to
put that money in before the league starts. Or you
yeah, that's the move.
It.
That is the move, yeah. Look who's talking. When was the last time you did that?
I've always done that. I'm the one that hasn't been banned.
They're afraid of you, that's why.
Well, I'd win it every year if it weren't for that malware that's got my computer bugged up.
Doug, I can tell you one thing that you never have to worry about, and that is Harry's Razors. As a matter of fact, while I've been sitting here doing a hell of a little radio program, I got this email from Corey G to my personal account. You don't need to read this, but just wanted to forward as I tried Harry's and loved it. I let them know how and made sure it was only because I heard it on TMA, hashtag support the sponsors, hashtag lemming. And that's from Corey G. He tried Harry's razors. I suggest you do as well. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory, and by taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price. Just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. Harry's razors include everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Free! Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, it's a special offer for fans of the show. Go to harrys.com right now. This is a special offer. Plus, as a special offer, fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm, also free. That's harrys.com, harrys.com, code INSIDESTL. Seamonster says he cannot find the Matt Adams part, and now you have to wonder if Weezer's making things up.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to. Doesn't mean he is, but you have to.
That's kind of an obscure thing to make up.
Well, I have their show thing in front of me. It does say they're going to talk about Matt Adams being in Men's Health Fitness.
So. Yeah, where there's smoke, there's usually some fire.
That's where Tim Walters wrote in about Matt Holliday, and Timmy Walters was born.
I should read this text, Tim.
What do you have?
Got a testy bunch of old queens in the studio today.
Testy bunch of old queens. We could change the name to that.
For the name of this show?
Yeah.
That'd probably be appropriate. Testy. Not surly, but just kind of testy.
Testy what?
Testy bunch of old queens.
There you go. That's all I was looking for. Thank you.
Yeah, Biggie.
Nice work.
The cat, I see you tweeted out, what a delight regarding Lance Lynn throwing a bullpen moments ago.
You know,
he is a delight, isn't he?
We're going to be down at spring training starting what day, Tim?
The first program will be February 20th.
And at that point, I look forward to taking random pictures of players and tweeting them out by the score, as all legit journos do. But Gould is there ahead of everyone. He tweeted out a picture of Lance Lynn, friend of the show.
FOTS.
And I believe he's going to have a big season, yes. Rights holder, Lemming, all that.
Is there anyone you think is going to have a really lousy season?
No, I don't.
How good was it just to see this team get the win?
Yeah, it was very good.
What do you think?
How'd it feel to pitch with a lead like that? Nice.
He's a delight. Doug, who do you think is going to have a lousy season?
I don't know. Somebody will.
Nice take.
Really going on a limb.
Somebody will have just a worse season. Someone won't show up in the best shape of their lives, and they won't be throwing free and easy.
Someone will have a bad season. I don't know who. Yeah. I happen to think Lance Lynn, the fact that he had the surgery, you know, after that season, right after the season, and then last year he was an option. He was throwing 95, a lot of time removed from his surgery. He throws a lot of fastballs. He should be fine. I think he's going to have a good season. Are you going to take me on this point? You testy old queen.
No, I hope he has a good season. If he doesn't have a good season, they'll be in real trouble.
Tim, which is more odd, Justin and Columbia's obsession with Iggy or Prod Joe's refusal to bang a girl that has a kid? Thanks. Beer cats. Doug, that's kind of a fun little poll question.
That's fun. Fun.
That's what this show is, Doug.
Well, Prod Joe's a man in love.
Has been for some time.
That's right.
And he's a great American.
And Justin and Columbia's obsession isn't limited to Iggy. It's anybody who's ever produced on the show.
Yeah.
Including lawyers, the non-gay is now
non-gay,
an attorney.
Esquire.
He's got it bad for the producers, and that ain't good.
But he holds them accountable.
Accountable for what? He's just sitting here.
Plowleaf, do you fear Justin in Columbia? Plowleaf just got done drinking the milk out of a bowl from his bowl of honeycombs.
This guy's the best.
The same bowl he was sitting on the toilet with and Iggy took a picture of this morning.
It took you almost 3 hours to eat that one bowl of cereal.
He's working.
That was completely false, Tim. I think you saw me prepping that bowl of cereal around 9 o'clock.
You had it when I was here.
Yeah, the bowl number one, Doug. Oh. There's two more to go.
Yeah, Doug, fake news. You and your fake news.
But on the Justin and Columbia question, no, I find him very entertaining, and I'm picked on the least. And when he does pick on me, it's
Sea Monster's picked on the least.
Yeah, but nobody picks on Sea Monster.
Because he's more of a mystery anyway.
Legitimate.
You're out front, but the thing is, you're the nicest one on the show. That's why I think you get least criticism.
I take all the heat in stride, and I love Justin and Columbia. Met him outside Scott Trade Center, him and his little tyke, who apparently is really good at golf. I see on Facebook.
How old is his son? Isn't his son like super young? Is he like Eldrick?
Five or six, I think. Tim, you're unbelievable.
Justin and Columbia's son's Eldrick?
Like.
I like that.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Fantastic golfer. So
how do you know this?
I am friends with him on Facebook, and he shoots video of his son, and he is fantastic for his age.
You look him up as Justin and Columbia?
I can double check his actual name. I'll text it to you. But Tim, once you see it, his form is unbelievable for a kid.
Huh.
Justin in Columbia.
I tweeted at him last Friday and congratulated him on his email of the day win, even though it was trashing me.
That shows you're a sport.
It was a funny email. It was a good email.
Shows you're a
sport. Good for you, Iggy. You're a guy who gets it. We all have to eat a sandwich once in a while.
Doug, you get it too, and that's because you love Sherry's Berries.
Well, I usually give them as a gift. I don't eat them myself. I give them. I would like to have them, but for me, it's all about giving to someone else. And if you're looking for a gift to give your significant other. Don't try to get the clothes. Don't get them a pant or culottes or a romper. None of it will work. None of it will work. I'll tell you what will work. Sherry's Berries. Gifts like no other for your love like no other. A gift from Sherry's Berries shows where you planned ahead to find the perfect gift and is sure to get the reaction that you want. What are they, you're wondering? Well, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need this code to take advantage of the deal, and I'm about to give you the code now. The code would be morning after. Now, these berries are dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, and chopped nuts. Surprise her at work, maybe. Her coworkers are sure to be a little jealous, and she'll be overjoyed. Gifts from Sherry's Berries are perfectly packaged in a gift box with all the details taken care of. Makes a fabulous, fabulous Valentine's gift. So hurry! Valentine's Day just days away, and there's only one way to get Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Here's how you do that. You visit berries.com, berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in, and here's the code now, morning after. Morning after would be the code. So go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in morning after. Order now, Sherry's Berries.
Sherry's Berries, a great sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We have our Hot Shots email today coming your way here in a matter of minutes. Then it leads into Frank Cusumano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. They were celebrating 70 years at KSDK yesterday, Doug. Pictures of Jennings Randolph Sr., Ron Jacober, Frank Cusumano, and Mike Bush all together.
My wife went to that.
She said it was great. Put a picture up.
And I said, hey, can I go? She's like, let me check. Nope.
Probably not.
Nope.
No.
You know what I would have said? I would have showed up at the lunch break and say, anyone need a ride to the station?
That only works for the bullpark.
Good for them. A lot of talent through there, Timmy, over the years.
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah, that's a long time. 70 years. I think Channel 4 recently celebrated its 60th year.
And the weird thing is, Frank looks great. He was there since day one at Channel 5.
He's been there 70 years now.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So he's in his...
He started there as a copy editor, I think.
He's in his early hundreds now.
And still bringing it.
Tough hours for a centenarian. Is that what it is? Centenarian?
Septuagenarian?
I thought it was sexagenarian.
Nice.
I actually think it might be.
Well, okay. Well, we should look.
Byerly did that commercial, and it was labeled Byerly the sexa whatever. So I'm pretty sure that's it.
Well, I was saying if you're over 100.
Oh, okay.
I think that makes you a centenarian.
That's probably accurate.
Doug, are you going to be working when you're 70?
Probably.
Mm.
That's fun.
It's not that fun. I don't see any way I could retire. Mm-mm.
What if we get on FM?
I don't really want to not work anywhere. Not necessarily do this, of course. But I don't really want to just sit home because I think I would get really old and really bored real fast.
My dad says he watches a lot of Price is Right.
And he's not happy, is he?
No.
No. Yeah, I think you need to keep going.
You know what would be a good thing for you? Semi-retirement? Just on weekends. You could go for that. During the day on weekends. Like, well, I would set it up for a small percentage. Like all the state fairs they have or whatever kind of events where there's a lot of booths.
And be the yak woman.
No. Hear me out. This is not a shot. The Wonderful Guy booth. For $1, come and meet a wonderful guy. And they go, here, sir, here's my dollar. How are you? What would you say?
Hey, how are you?
See?
That's not bad.
That's
you
it
feel
for
good
a buck?
About the day, the Wonderful Guy booth.
Hey, good to see you.
Right.
All right. For a dollar,
for
I could do that.
For a dollar, I'd pay.
That's not a bad idea. Hey, how are you, buddy?
Hey,
come with several different lines.
Here's my
like
dollar.
That.
What about this weather?
Hey, boy, I didn't see this coming. Boy, spring will be here before you know it.
Next in line, please. See, Tim. Yep.
That's nice. That is nice.
And you just change it up often enough so that the people within earshot didn't hear you say it the first time. You might have five or six different
And someone's going to try to watch this when I get up there. Here's my dollar. What do you think of my boots?
Nice boots. Where'd you get them, partner?
Well, you really are pretty good at this.
It's money to be made.
Well, yeah.
I'll just hand you cash.
I'm anxious to start a new career.
Well, think about the Wonderful Guy booth.
All right. Well, thanks for coming out. It's good to see you, too.
Guys, Doug's a tasty gilf. Thanks. Catfish.
No. He's a wonderful guy.
Morning to you. How's the family?
What if a lady came up and said, hey, what do you think of these jeans?
Oh, they look great on you, ma'am. Thanks for visiting.
God, I like this.
You interested in just being like a maitre d' at Kirkwood Brewhouse?
Yeah, I could do that, too. I could probably do that. Good to see you, party of two.
I think you're just leaving money on the table if people pay a dollar for a greeting. Five-second greeting?
Yeah.
Monetize that. Do the math.
Right. You think they'd line up just to have me say hello to them?
Yeah. Where that little patio that we're going to have next to, right? We set up the Wonderful Guy booth there.
All right.
Boy, we could try that. You get how to monetize. Yep. This Gentile thing's a real curse.
I know. I didn't even think of it. But we could set up like a jar, and they put the dollar in the jar, and they walk up to me and say, hey, how are you, guy?
And you say?
Well, that's what I would have said.
Oh, okay.
They would have said, hi. And I'd say, hey, how are you? Thanks for coming out. And that cost them a dollar.
Yes.
All right.
But the way you say it, it's worth it because they feel good about the day.
Oh.
It's like affirming that everything's going to be all right in the world.
Okay.
Right. Could you do the spot for the divorce attorney, too?
Oh, right now, coming off that high.
I got to say, your segues are very Marlowe-esque today.
I'm pleased with my work. It's the J-School.
Say things began with a nice greeting, but it kind of fell apart a little later. You might need Fresh Start Alternative Divorce Services and attorney Brent Lance. He handles only non-contested divorce cases for a low, flat fee. They're motivated to see you resolve things quickly on your agreed-upon terms in a very short period of time. Obviously, some divorces can't be resolved amicably, and there's a need for litigation specialists to handle the divorce in those situations. However, they believe most people, if given the option to work out an agreement, keep the cost substantially lower, and avoid months of fighting and stress on the whole family, would prefer that route. And that's what they offer at Fresh Start. And isn't it worth it just to find out if that's an option for you before you spend thousands, maybe tens of thousands of dollars and years of fighting? So if you're having to go through a divorce and you've got high emotions, someone's been hurt, but the best option is not spending thousands of dollars fighting for months or years, check out First Start Alternative Divorce Services. I think you'll be glad you did. The attorney there is, again, Brent Lance, and their website is freshstartdivorces.com.
Grateful for the support from our sponsors, grateful for the audience for supporting the sponsors. Please make sure that you are doing business with our sponsors. And we have this great event coming up this weekend. Not only do you have the St. Gabriel basketball tournament, 7th grade tournament, Doug, Herb Hartman Memorial, sir. Herb Hartman Memorial.
Who was Herb?
He is the father of some great people, including Mike Hartman, John Hartman, legends in the St. Gabriel basketball coaching community. It's about time you do a little Sports Sunday feature. Wouldn't it be nice?
Hartman family.
Yes, thank you. Because it's a great tournament, and St. Gabriel's has won a lot of them.
They win all of them. The story to do is, you know, the scandal plague tournament.
Oh, my word.
Try to get shots of Fungo rigging scoreboards and things and not paying attention when the other team's getting hacked.
He just gets a little gassed. Hangs out at the other end of the floor. You can't blame him for that. Doug, we're introducing the Kitchen Pass at the Cajun Cook-Off presented by Mardi Gras, Inc., Inside STL and 590 The Fan to exclusively offer this to our listeners. On Saturday, February 11th at Soulard Market Park from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., this is a unique experience for 40 listeners to get an inside experience into behind-the-scenes St. Louis dining. Hang out and watch local culinary wizards Tom Schmidt, Mike Johnson, Mike Emerson, and more demo their culinary skills and sample their food before the public can. Includes a premium open bar featuring Jim Beam, Effin' Vodka, Ornitos Tequila, Barefoot Bubbly, Bloody Mary Mix, and Tim Morrison's private stash of damn good whiskey for sampling and only to enjoy in the kitchen. Purchase tickets now on InsideSTL.com. We've talked a lot about Sherry's Berries today, another great Valentine's gift. Doug, that would be Leshers. I've been getting lucky ladies all over the St. Louis area. Leshers, they know they're special. When I get them some flowers from Leshers.
You spread around a lot of flowers, don't you?
I do. If you're looking for the perfect gift for your loved one this Valentine's Day, look no further than Leshers Flowers. And the heart of St. Louis Hills. Leshers gets their stunning roses from the legendary Rosa Prima. They're as good as it gets for the perfect rose this Valentine's Day. Shop online at leshersflowers.com or give them a call and let one of their designers help you create the perfect arrangement for your loved one. This year, it's Leshers. You know what they are? Fresher from Leshers. Time for the Hot Shots email of the day. Hi, Iggy. Comes from Steve in Wildwood.
Steve in Wildwood.
I like that.
Hey, boys. So, earlier this week, I was sitting outside of Soulard Soap, waiting for Plowsy to come out so I could drive off and ignore him. Oh, my word. Look who this is from. Much to my surprise, it wasn't Plowsy who came out at all, but instead the cat. I thought you lived like in De Pere. You have to use a laundromat in Seward? What the hell's going on?
I go for the ambiance.
The cat flung himself out the front door, draped in scarves and twirling down the steps until he reached the middle of the street. I'm a fancy boy and I love my fancy scarves, he yelled. Viva St. Louis dogs! An army of stepdads followed, their bold choreography as sharp as the day is long. They followed their fearless leader down Soulard Avenue into the blazing, brilliant evening sunset. March on, cat. You don't always need to be a chaw-chewing, hot-take-spitting regional cable badass. Let your scarf shine through. As Lady Gaga says, you were born that way. Hashtag Radio War, hashtag Scrapjack Doug. That comes from Chris Raby.
Chris
word.
Raby.
My word.
I'm going to say what I said earlier. If Chris Raby were a restaurant, the food would be awful. Email away, boy.
Ackerman, you're next.
I actually gave him 4 check marks for that.
Yeah, I guess he might win a Lemmings lunch.
Yeah.
If he can do that. Morning tickle sluts. So one time a few years back, I had a run-in with Rock Hudson backstage at Sammy Davis Jr. at the Flamingo. Show was great. Dino came out and made some hilarious jokes about Sammy being black. Good stuff. Anyway, I get backstage and Rock approaches me. Tall, handsome, hung. His name was Rock for a reason, Doug. Anyway, to make a long story short, we spent the weekend popping AMYLS. Anybody? Nurse?
Drugs. Drugs.
Amylase?
It's a new boner.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And playing Hide the Gerbil. Old Rock made a man out of me that weekend. I still walk with a limp. Good times. Love you, gang. It's from Butch Patrick's Werewolf Doll.
It's not bad.
Butch Patrick's Werewolf Doll. It's not bad.
Guys, it's time for TMA Dreamscapes by Johnny Griggs. Do you know Johnny Griggs?
I don't know what that is.
Now, John Riggins was with the Redskins, wasn't
he? Yeah, good running back.
Oh, couldn't bring him down.
This is Iggy's dream. What, 4th-and-1 against the Dolphins? Huge play.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. This is Iggy's. Were you at that Super Bowl?
No.
Why not?
I got to stay back in Miami and cover it from the parking lot.
What was it, Super Bowl? Pasadena?
I think so.
LA?
I think so. I think it was.
Riggo.
I think that's right. Yeah.
This is Iggy's dream. Iggy was covering the post-Super Bowl wrap-up extravaganza, and Lady Gaga was taking a question. Yep, just one. And they had selected Iggy. Oh me, oh my. The Sparkles Theater was packed as Iggy stepped up to the mic. This was the moment he was waiting for. He was really going to wow her. Yep. Joanne. Meat dress. Hammerhead. Iggy blew it. The crowd erupted with anger and began throwing complimentary meat at Iggy. Then Gaga stepped up to the mic and said, "Fear not this monster of a man. Okay, so he's super creepy and gross, but we must accept all of our differences." Then the crowd turned on Gaga. She and Iggy fled hand in hand as they sang Alejandro. Long story short, Iggy skinned her alive and wears that belly flap as a hat. Sorry, not sorry. That's from Johnny Griggs.
Johnny Griggs. Johnny Griggs. He's new.
Johnny Griggs.
He sounds like he's got a lot of life to him.
Yeah, keep an eye on this Griggs. He's a rising star. Doug, he has blue feet.
Yeah, seems to.
Hey, Doug.
The scouts say.
I know you're a little down in the dumper after your botched adult circumcision, so I scribed you a poem. Please rip my Sansa belt off. Be careful. Those came from Costco. Tickle my knot. How do you do? Tunnels 12,000.
Didn't need it. Didn't need that one.
Not a great email.
Tunnels 12,000. Not a great email.
Lay him down and softly whisper pretty love words in his ear. Lay him down and tell him kinky things older guys love to hear. Let him know how much it means having him around. Oh, I'd love to just lay him down. He's got a lot of December showing on his face. His blonde hair has faded and there's forehead in its place. He's a complete smoke show and I'm still around. So if it's okay with Tim, I'd love to lay Doug down.
Knock it off!
Is that from a real song or something?
It's a beautiful, beautiful poem. It's from Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
It's really good.
Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man.
My, oh my, there we were. Me and my buddy Iggy were out in a casual night on the town when his phone pager started blowing it up. It was Madonna. It was actually the night after Britney Spears' Madonna made out on the VMA Awards. It was all the world could talk about. We called her up on Iggy's car phone and jumped in a cab and met them at none other than Mike Talinga's jukebox on Hampton. We walked in and there was Britney Spears, Madonna, Fernando Vina, Ron Gant, and a room full of hot steaming miners. What would transpire next could have been considered the greatest and most popular MMMMFF of all time. That was until Iggy dismantled it by calling Madonna an ugly fat pig. I walked out disappointed until I saw Doug waiting cluelessly in the parking lot. Then I was back on top. Get it? Hee hee. Till next time, no, mateys. Bad. The River de Pere Yacht Captain.
That's enough, Captain. River de Pere Yacht Captain.
There's some good ones, Tim.
Yeah, February's been special. Our email is always dial it up for Black History Month, and I don't know why.
Ratings, period.
Yeah. Hey, boys. I hate telling these types of stories because I've told them all before, but last weekend I was hanging out with a bunch of guys from the Four Fox after they killed it on a sports Sunday. I think it was at a La Quinta. I can't remember. I was talking to a lensman about how he controls his lighting in the studio when Doug Vaughn rolls in. Guys, I really don't want to tell this story, but it came up about how the makeup guys thought Doug's balls were getting saggy, and Doug takes my hand, slips it down his slack.
Okay, that's enough. Who was it, Tim?
Mr. Nipples.
Mr. Nibbles.
Nipples.
Mr. Nipples has indeed been suspended.
Why am I laughing?
He has indeed been suspended a period of 2 days' time. Thank you, Right Business Products, for the pens.
Morning, boys. So let me get this straight, Iggy. You're best friends with Lady Gaga. You got to second base with Stevie Nicks. You banged Ty Babylonia and had a Coke party with Lindsey Buckingham. I'm starting to see a lot of resemblance between that douchebag car, Tucker, and Iggy. Both tell the most heinous stories that are full of crap, and both love trannies. I just don't know who is more full of it, Tucker, Iggy, or Doug's diaper. Guess I'll just wait for Jason Barrett's top 20 small market AM radio personalities who are full of BS to see the rankings. Thanks. Ray King, not happy, Doug. Ray King.
I didn't like it.
And finally, looking for in-depth coverage of sports talk radio? Barrett's Sports Media Podcast is for you. This week, check out our exclusive interview with LA sound engineer Bob Zucchini, who discusses his method for duct taping cables, the brand of oil he prefers for a squeaky chair, how to sneak in a smoke break every 10 minutes. We'll also look at the radio wars heating up in St. Louis. Cam Wex host Chris Raby was compared by a rival to a, quote, terrible restaurant, end quote. His response, quote, they're just jealous because I have cool bump music. I play the Hold Steady and Vampire Weekend. They come back from break to the Teen Wolf soundtrack. And Billy Gilman, case closed, end quote. Doug, that comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill
My
Pullman's
God.
Independence Day
this
speech.
This Hotshots email today is unbelievable.
So that's it. Oh, we had a ton of them. It's,
boy, did we ever. My God.
I mean, Butch Patrick's werewolf.
Chris Raby himself was involved.
I got to go with Chris Raby. I got to be fair. I think he had the best email, even though I was a target, even though hashtag scrapjack. I got to vote my conscience.
Well, there is a lunch at stake here, and Raby, working in AM radio, makes a fortune.
Yeah.
I would like to see one of these other losers get this chance to have lunch. So I will go with a fellow by the name of Griggs. Johnny Griggs.
Johnny Griggs is good. I thought Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech was the best, and it was the best of a long, long line. Injun Joe's Cave Ride Magic Man, Butch Patrick's Werewolf Doll, Chris Raby, Johnny Griggs was wonderful. I go Bill Pullman's
Independence
Day. But
here's the ironic thing. Now, the guy who got slighted by Raby can now get his revenge by not voting for Raby.
Wow. Well, I'm certainly not voting for Raby. I thought that was a very overrated email. Shouldn't have been read.
I'll be darned.
The obvious winner is Bill Pullman's
Independence Day. Damn it, Lucas!
There it is. The control of Congress is
hashtag
very important.
Hashtag scrapjack.
Yeah, take that, Raby. Ackerman, you're next. Congratulations to the wonderful Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech, the January winner, now carrying his success over into February. This is unbelievable. It's a lot of fun, though. You know, it's a lot of fun to watch you guys compete.
It's just something we're doing it for ourselves.
Hot
it's
shots.
It's just really a good time.
Lemmings lunch for Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. All right, time for us to shut it down. It's the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef handoff to Frank Cusimano in the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plow Leaf, for Iggy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.